Carmen Lopez, Carmen Lopez, 11753, today is 7723. Chief complaint, follow up of diabetes, number 2, hypertension, next one is hyperlipidemia, next one is gastroesophageal reflux, next number, A1C was quite elevated before, so we increased her glucose to 3 times a day, next number, she says her blood sugars are much better now, in 120 to 140, next number is time to do her hemoglobin A1C, next number, she needs an eye exam right ASAP on a yearly basis for her diabetes, next number, mammogram, she says, is not due till later this year, next number, colonoscopy, has been done once and she's not interested in any more colonoscopy. We're talking about colonoscopy. Our patient is a 69-year-old woman who resides at home with her husband. She comes in today for multiple medical issues and problems, period. In the paragraph, she has leg pain in her lower extremities. She did have mild PVD before, but rechecking of her legs reveals no further PVD, most likely related to diabetic neuropathy, most likely related to her blood sugar being out of control, which is much better, hopefully much better now. We're going to check A1C today, period. New paragraph, has had history of hyperlipidemia on Zocor, need to check her liver function test, has had gastroesophageal reflux, no sign of gallbladder disease, especially in face of diabetes. We checked that again today, and she has no stones or thickened gallbladder wall, period. No, new paragraph, she does have LDH consistent with the hypertension, period. Has had review of system, no nausea, some abdominal pain, no vomiting, leg pain, arm pain, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, positive history of carotid stenosis, needs to be reevaluated. Let's make a medication list. This is a different sheet of paper. Allergy, none. What'd you find out? Anna, what'd you find out? And then the eye exam? So she's good? Good. Thank you. Allergy, none on drug allergy, then lisinopril, 25 once a day. Change today, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams a day. Simvastatin, 10 milligrams a day. Glipizide, 5 milligrams 3 times a day. Those are medication lists on a separate sheet, please. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, surgery, none. Family history, Alzheimer's, dementia. Heart failure, positive diabetes, no colon cancer, last period, under social, 2008, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her family, has 2 kids and many grandkids. COVID immunization, never had a COVID immunization before. Review of system as above, 190 pounds, down 2 pounds, 96%, 97.9, 1687, 178 over 85, hence the reason for increasing her blood pressure medication, heart positive symbols of 2 lungs, clear abdominal soft neck, which every skin shows large, or mucosa with an immunological non-focal. Number 1, diabetes out of control. We'll see how your sugar is doing now. An increased dose of glipizide, check A1C today. Number 2, leg pain, most likely neuropathy. Next number, PVD mild. Next number is arm pain. No PVD or DVT noted. Next number is palpitation. Next number is LVH noted per echocardiogram. Next number is fatty liver as before. Next number, she's seen an eye doctor on a regular basis. Next number, colonoscopy. No further, is not interested in any colonoscopy, has had one before. Next number is mammogram is due this year. Next number is carotid stenosis, no significant change. Next number is lymphadenopathy, no change. Next number, check blood work. Next number is come back next week for blood pressure check. Next number, she did have an H. pylori done, which was negative. Next number is continue with Nexium, which is working. Next number is no scope, no evidence of gallstones noted. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.